headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyler and Izzy with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, remote Queensland communities are finding new ways to keep their bread fresh and cheap amid transportation delays. Typically, bread is to be baked in Brisbane and then transported by truck and train to communities like Normanton, which is 7 hours from Cairns. However, local grocery stores are now buying frozen dough and then baking on site, which has minimised costs and combated shelf life, allowing these remote communities fresh and affordable bread.
The public health inquiry into odour issues in Ipswich has finally moved forward after residents of New Charm and Swanbank have been battling the stench for over a decade. The inquiry has since faced criticism due to its official title, Public Health Inquiry into Odour Issues at Swanbank Industrial Estate. Jeff Yarram, spokesperson for the Ipswich Residents Against Toxic Emissions, claimed that the title limits the investigation to Swanbank alone, when nearby waste operations in Newcham and Redbank Plains are contributing to the issue as well.
In national news, a coalition-headed Senate inquiry has been scathing in its assessment of a Superfund's management of members' money. The Senate inquiry specifically called out Superfund CBUS's lack of cooperation with the committee. National regulators ASIC and APRA have criticised CBUS for its governance failures and are continuing investigations into other super funds.
Viral penguin Pesto is feeling the love this Valentine's Day as he has been spotted with a new love interest named Pudding. Last year, Pesto became an internet sensation as he was covered in adorable fluff and towered over the other penguins at Sea Life Melbourne Aquarium. Senior penguin keeper Madison Tinning says Pesto and Pudding have been seen grooming each other and flirting.
In international news, 260 human trafficking victims have been transferred into Thailand after being found along the Myanmar border by a rebel group. The Thai army said the group had people from 20 different nations, including 138 Ethiopians. It comes just weeks after Thailand cut the power to bordered areas with Myanmar in a bid to stop criminal scam centres in the region.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with medium chances of showers later today. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That is all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Attention local brands, bands